Here today's top stories, the Democratic National Convention rumbles into day three. It's like Lollapalooza for Democratic politics. Bill Clinton, he's like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, always there. And Obama and Biden, they're the new guys. They're like Diplo and Skrillex, hitting the mainstream. Vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine, he's more like an Arcade Fire. It's a safe bet. Might get entertained. Donald Trump had a press conference today in hopes of stealing some momentum away from the DNC, and he did just that. But not in a good way. Trump suggested that if the Russians were behind the DNC hacks, maybe they could hack some more and look for the 30,000 emails that are missing from Hillary Clinton. Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. But when the jokes died down, many wondered aloud if Donald Trump really just asked a foreign rival to hack a political challenger. Watergate. It's getting a little too cozy for my taste. And before you jump up and defend Trump saying he's just joking around, it's getting to the point where every time Trump says something out loud, it's met with, that's not what he meant. Then what did he mean? And let's put the shoe on the other foot for a second. What if Hillary Rodham Clinton, yes, Hillary Rodham Clinton, asked Russia to look into Donald Trump's financing? What would you have to say then? It's very unpatriotic for a party that wants to put America first. I guess we'll just have to see how this affects the Trump-Pence-Putin ticket in the near future. All this after George Will came out and said that Trump's dealing with Russian business owners may be the reason that he won't release his taxes. And then Trump went on to say that Putin doesn't respect Obama and even uses the N-word. The N-word. The press, of course, is baffled because there's no credible source that has Putin on record using a racial slur, but that may not be the N-word that Trump was referring to. He may have meant nuclear. Really? Really? What the hell's happening here? I mean, even strident Trump supporters can only chuckle for so long. Trump's messaging is like a stand-up comedian getting a big laugh at the beginning of a set and then just going back to it over and over and over until you just give up on life and order the mozzarella sticks. Ugh. All right, you know what? Let's move on. We're moving on. President Obama has unofficially chosen a space for the Obama Library here in Chicago. Drum roll. It's the parking lot just south of Soldier Field. No, I kid. He chose Jackson Park over Washington Park. What's it mean? Well, Lee Bay will explain to us coming up after the news. Upon first glance, it means unlicensed merch will be sold at the park. $10 for an Obama Library neon stick. It twirls for like 30 seconds and then it dies. $10. Edward Snowden, the famed whistleblower that blew the lid off NSA spying, is making a new add-on app for the iPhone that will keep your location hidden and restrict the phone from collecting your data. Yeah, but does it have a bunch of cool emojis? Can you draw on it? I mean, I won't accept any app that you can't draw on stuff, right? Duck face, wah. A Bucktown couple released video of a man breaking into their home and standing over them while they slept. What? That's like Freddy Krueger stuff. Turned out it was just former Governor Pat Quinn just trying to get them to sign petitions for term limits. Sorry to wake you. We really need to deal with term limits. A man inadvertently saved a dog from a hot car when he broke into a parked SUV in Westtown. This happened yesterday when the temperature was close to 90 degrees. When asked for comment, the car owner was like, "My bad, I shouldn't have left my Pearl Jam CDs in plain sight. I was asking for it." "Now, Ruffy, get back in the car. And roll those windows up." In weather, to quote Borat, it's a nice. Although air quality is low today, which is my fault. I was spray painting in the garage again. In sports, the Sox and Cubs get back at it tonight at Wrigley Field. Quick, someone pick me up one of those t-shirts where the Cubs guy is peeing on the Sox hat. Hilarious. The White Sox have strung together 4 wins in a row, which would be awesome in any other situation. But of course, they're turning on the Jets right before the trade deadline, as they do. But word has it that they are interested in dealing newly acquired starting pitcher James Shields. Shields was horrific when he came over from the Padres. But man, has he turned it on with some great starts recently, including the win last night. So, naturally, let's trade him. I mean, I say you do it because it's kind of like Jeff Samardzija reincarnated. If you can get a locker room attendant for him, I say do it. The Cubs, on the other hand, are linked to Oakland A's outfielder Josh Reddick. Reddick hits home runs and has a really bushy beard. It's a really dumb beard. I say Oakland has to throw in a groomer in the trade to make it happen. The Bears have showed up to camp today in Bourbonnais, and the first not-so-good report has star linebacker Pernell McPhee on the physically unable to perform list. He had off-season knee surgery and may possibly miss all of the preseason. Hopefully, he'll be ready for the opening of the season. Football injury reports. How I miss thee. Questionable. Day to day. Probable. Can't wait. Friday, the Olympic basketball team comes to Chicago for an exhibition. They play Venezuela, who won the gold medal in the FIBA tournament in 2015. Hey, they may give U.S. a run for their money, or at least keep it within 25 points. We'll see. And finally tonight, scientists have created a genetic profile of the 4 billion-year-old organism that is believed to be the first ever on record. That's right, above all other organisms. Upon hearing this, local news crews rushed to the scene to interview it for tonight's kicker story. And this 4 billion-year organism likes to play shuffleboard and sing show tunes. That's the news. Thanks for watching. That's the carryout for July 27, 2016. Hey, we're running a special on sporks tonight. 10 cents a spork. Hey, collector's item.